Rainmaker FM.
Copyblogger FM is brought to you by the all-new Studio Press Sites, a turnkey solution that combines the ease of an all-in-one website builder with the flexible power of WordPress. It's perfect for bloggers, podcasters, and affiliate marketers, as well as those of you who are selling physical products, digital downloads, or membership programs. If you're ready to take your WordPress site to the next level, see for yourself why more than 200,000 website owners trust StudioPress. You can check it out by going to rainmaker.fm/StudioPress. That's rainmaker.fm/StudioPress. Hello there. It is so good to see you again. Welcome back to Copyblogger FM, the content marketing podcast. Copyblogger FM is about emerging content marketing trends, interesting disasters, and enduring best practices, along with the occasional rant. My name is Sonia Simone, and I am the Chief Content Officer for Rainmaker Digital. And you can also find me hanging out over on the Copyblogger blog. So remember, you can always get show notes for every episode, links, free extras, and the complete show archive by pointing your browser to copyblogger.fm. So this week I have some insights for you from our community called Authority, and that's a private community that we run for content marketers. It's actually available for you to join if you were interested. And every couple of months, we have what we call a blog post teardown, and the community shares their content with us, and then we share our thoughts on, you know, how could it be stronger? What would make it more effective? How could it better serve the audience for the content and the goals of the business or the person who's creating the content? And so themes always seem to emerge from these sessions, which I find really interesting. And this time there were three common threads. We were seeing them come up, you know, in lots of different kinds of content: video content, text content, premium content, free content. And so I thought I would share them with you both in this podcast and in our October Content Excellence Challenge prompts. So I will get you a link to those prompts if you want to play along. They're just fun things we do every month on the blog to, you know, create better content and to create more content. So before I launch into it, I'm going to talk about these three P factors that I found and saw that you can just go through your content right away and just see, how's it doing? Could it be stronger? What could I do a little bit better next time? And the first point, which is rather pertinent, is point, as in get to one and get to it fairly quickly. So in this context, the point of any piece of content needs to be what's in it for the audience. So what are they going to get out of it? What are they going to be learning? What are they going to be able to do that they're not able to do right now? So the point of this podcast episode is to give you these three quick checks, and you can just run down any piece of content you create in any medium and figure out, oh, you know, that could be a little stronger, and then it's going to work better for you. Now, anybody who's been writing for a while knows about something that's sometimes called throat clearing. And that could be three lines, it could be 30 paragraphs, it could be six chapters of sort of hemming and hawing before you really understand what this piece is going to be about. And one of the great things about writing is most of the time you just cut it. You can just cut it out and start where it starts to get interesting. And if you know yourself as a writer, sometimes you can almost do that without looking at it. You know that the first couple of paragraphs are just going to be kind of fluffy and not particularly to the point. And incidentally, this is why you script or at least outline podcast content, video content, any kind of multimedia, for the same reason, so that you can jump into the point as quickly as possible. And especially in media like videos, which, you know, the person seeing it has no real way of knowing, you know, they can't skim. They can't look it over and say, okay, well, right about the 2-minute mark, this is going to get to the part I want. So try and get to the part they want right away. They need to know why they should spend their time on this piece of content, whether they're reading it or watching it or listening to it. And of course, the headline is the first place that you start. You make sure that the headline lets that person know why this piece of content is worth their time, why it's what it's going to do for them, what answers it's going to give them that they were looking for today. So take a look at your content and just see, could I cut, trim, or pare down a lot of that beginning part and just jump into the interesting bit a little quicker? The second factor you want to look for also starts with P. I say purpose. So your content delivers something of value to your audience. That's the point. But if it's content marketing, it also has to deliver something of value to you, the creator, and that is its purpose, just for this conversation. Why did you spend the time to create this content? So is this designed to attract the attention of people who don't know you yet? Or does it answer objections to a purchase that's going to be coming down the line? Does it educate this person about what they need to know in order to do business with you? Or maybe it expresses your values so that you're attracting an audience that feels closely aligned with you, because that kind of audience is much more likely to take action when you ask them to do something. So really, every piece of content you create should fit into a strategic context, even if that's just, you know, shake things up once in a while and keep everybody on their toes and interested and engaged. Now, there is an exception to this, which is when you are just getting started. Sometimes you do have to write for a little while to figure out what your context should be, what your point is, what your purpose is. So if you're still in those stages of kind of noodling and exploring, that's fine. That's really great. And I wouldn't worry about strategic context yet. But once you know where you're going, once you have a goal, you know, I want to sell coaching with this website, or I want to educate my audience about making a purchase for t-shirts or software. When you have a goal, you need to have a strategy for how you're going to reach that goal. And then your content needs to play a role in that strategy. So if you don't know what your content strategy is, but it seems like you want to have one, we actually have a couple of ebooks that you can pick up for free. And especially look at two from Brian Clark. Brian, as most of you know, was the founder of Copyblogger. He's the CEO of our company today, Rainmaker Digital. And he thinks a lot about content strategy. It's just the kind of thing he likes to think about. And he wrote two books. One is called The Business Case for Agile Content Marketing, and the second is called A Content Marketing Strategy That Works. And these will really give you a framework so you can understand, you know, these different strategic roles that different kinds of content can play, how they fit together, how one goes into the next one. And both of those ebooks are free. You can get them right away. You just register for My Copyblogger over on the Copyblogger blog, and you can jump right to them on the ebooks tab. And I will, of course, get you a link to do that on copyblogger.fm. One final thing about the purpose of your content. It is totally possible and often desirable for one piece of content to do more than one thing. So if you have some audience attraction content, it's really common that would also show your values, you know, to bind your more loyal audience closer to you. And it might even address some objections to making a purchase. So every piece of content can do more than one job, but it needs to do at least one job in your content strategy. And then the third and final factor that you want to look at is the path to purchase. Now, this is very closely aligned to strategy. And the way that content marketing works today, and probably will work for quite a while, is that instead of, or maybe more properly, in addition to having some nice, tidy, predictable little funnels, you know, online marketing used to be, you would buy some traffic, you would put it into a structure, a content structure called a funnel, and then that would funnel people, you know, so one person out of 10 into a shopping cart to make a purchase. Rather than this super tidy funnel environment, today we have just a bunch of really meandering paths. And you can still have a sequence, and that sequence can still lead people a little more directly to, you know, a purchase or some other goal. But most of your audience is wandering around on social media, wandering around different places in their lives online, and they kind of bump into you somewhere. So one person finds you on Facebook, and another person gets an email forwarded to them, and another person sees something that you published on LinkedIn. They're all bumping into you at different points. And the idea is that you create paths so that when they find you anywhere, they start to go down a path that you've marked. It's not a funnel. You're not controlling them. You're just giving them some enjoyable opportunities to come a little closer. So for every piece of content, you need to figure out where is it on the path? Where is it on the path to purchase? And of course, purchasing could mean, you know, somebody registers to vote. It could mean somebody changes their parenting style or feeds their dog raw dog food. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. We'll just use purchase as a shorthand for the goal of your content. So this does align with the content strategy. You understand, you know, what role the content plays, and you know what path comes next. What step comes next? After they've read a piece of content, maybe they're going to go read another article, or they're going to listen to a podcast on the same topic, or watch a tutorial video. They might be ready to sign up for your email list or get some kind of premium content like a white paper or a content upgrade. Or it might be to go do something in the real world. It might be going out in the world and registering to vote. It might be making a purchase. But you have to figure out from this piece of content, when they bump into me here, what's the logical next step? Not too big a step so that they're going to be intimidated and back off, but what makes sense to do next? And then it is your job to make that next step really, really clear. So you can discuss it in the text and the reasons why they might want to do it. You might have a button or some other visual marker with a link to the next thing. You want to make sure your call to action, which is the go do this now, is really clear, unambiguous, completely understandable, and easy to see. So you want to set up the environment of your content, and that's whether it's content that's published on your site or on another site like YouTube or LinkedIn or Medium. Either way, you want to make it really easy for the people who find that content to keep going in the right direction, and you decide what the right direction is. So I can't tell you how many people's sites that I've looked at in a critique situation, and I know that their goal is to grow their email list, but you know, I'm kind of hunting all over the place to figure out how to sign up for the email list. Look for those kinds of opportunities where you can make it much easier to see what the logical next step is. And this is a situation in which it is totally okay to repeat yourself. You know, put multiple gateways onto the next part of the path. So you can have, if it's an email sign up, you can have it in the sidebar and at the bottom of the post. If people see it twice, that's not a problem. And you can explain why they want to do it with some text and then use a text link. And then after the text link, there can be a button. So it's totally okay. Don't worry too much about asking too many times. I mean, if you're asking 15 times in an 800 word post, probably too much, right? That just interrupts the user experience. It interrupts the flow. But when you do come to a natural place to pause, a natural place for the reader or the listener to catch their breath, go ahead and put that call to action in there and let them know what they should do next. And if you're not sure what to ask them to do next, then either send them along to something else that you've created. Just, you know, might as well create a little more of a bond there, make yourself a little more memorable, make yourself a little more useful. Or if you have an email list, and almost all of us should, you know, if we're going to go through the trouble of creating content, we should have an email list to capture that attention so we can see what we want to do with it down the line. So signing up for your email list tends to be the default call to action if you don't have another purpose today. And the call to action in this particular podcast episode was to swing on over to my copy blogger, pick up some of the free ebooks, the premium content, get more value, get the content library, and we can continue the conversation with you there if we have something we think you might be interested in. So that's it. Those are three quick things you can take a look at. You can check your own content and take a look at what have you posted already, you know, let's say in the last couple of weeks. And does it pass that filter? Does it do those three things? Does it get to the point readily? Do you understand its strategic purpose in your content strategy? Do you understand what this piece of content will do for you? Why you put the time and energy into publishing it? And then what's the next thing that the audience member would do? Where do they go next? If they consume it and they like it, what should they do next? And you can just go through, see how you've been doing. The call to action is easy to put on almost anything, even if it's just, you know, a text link at the end. And then as you create content over the next month, think about how those are working. And if you sharpen those and shape those up, get them tight, get them really working, you'll find your content is both more enjoyable because it's more cohesive and it does more for you. It actually gets you to where you're going quicker and better. All right, that's it for today. Thank you, as always, for your time and your attention. And I'll catch you next week. Take care.